Art Pope runs Variety Wholesalers, which owns discount stores like Roses, Superdollar, Value Mart, and Maxway. He's also possibly the most influential Republican fundraiser in North Carolina. He's a director of the Americans for Prosperity Super PAC, and he contributes millions to conservative causes and candidates through the John W. Pope Foundation, which he also runs. Bob Phillips, the nonpartisan campaign group Common Cause, says that could put lawmakers Pope helped elect in a tough spot.
There's this relationship that this is someone who helped get a lot of folks now in the leadership and in the majority party elected. And is there any kind of an awkwardness there? Are the folks going to be able to do their job serving their constituents and properly scrutinizing the budget?
To give you a sense of just how influential Pope is, a 2010 report by the Liberal Institute of Southern Studies found that more than 80 cents of every dollar to the state's top conservative think tanks and advocacy groups came from Pope's foundation. But Phillips also points out that Pope used to serve in the legislature, and he's qualified for the job.
He definitely was one of the reasonable, thoughtful voices on budget matters. This is back, again, 20 years ago when he was in the General Assembly. So he's got credentials to probably do that job.
During the press conference, McCrory specifically noted Pope's role in creating the state's Rainy Day Fund in the 1990s. That's a cash reserve for emergency situations. McCrory also announced that by taking the job, Pope had agreed to take a leave of absence from all of his other jobs and his board memberships, and he will work for McCrory as a volunteer. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.